This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Now, if you're just tuning in, we've already seen some firings here on this Black Monday. Pete Carroll is no longer the head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders. Kevin Stefanski, no longer the head coach of the Cleveland Browns. And so naturally, those guys will be mentioned. They'll be talked about as, hey, Giant fans, would you hire Kevin Stefanski? More on that in a few minutes. Would you hire Pete Carroll? There's another name I heard yesterday, and this was a stunner, of a big-name guy who will get interviews. And I'm very curious Tiki's opinion on this. Sean as well. So instead of me telling you, here is Ian Rappaport on this shocking potential head coach.
There's a chance we have not heard the last of Philip Rivers in the NFL. Sources say Rivers is expected to get head coach interest in this cycle. Teams are doing the research, doing the background work. This has happened in the past, and we'll see what interest level Rivers has in this.
What do you think? When did this happen in the past?
A guy going straight from playing to coaching?
This sounds like baseball, because this happened to baseball, right?
And basketball.
Oh, basketball. Jason Kidd is a perfect example. Has this ever happened in football?
I don't know if they're trying to refer to the Jeff Saturday situation.
No, I'm talking about going straight from the field, because he was literally on the field 2 weeks ago. Now, he didn't play this past weekend.
I got two examples, but they were both coordinator jobs. They did not go right to head coach. Davis Webb and Josh McCown.
Yeah.
Or those two guys, do that fit?
Davis Webb went right to quarterback coach first.
But I just said coaching. I didn't say head coaching.
Yeah, I didn't say head coaching.
I don't think this has been done as a head coach.
No, there's no way this has been done as head coach. Now, look, I guess it makes sense because Philip Rivers was coaching in high school. And it's coaching.
So got experience.
You don't know what it's going to look like on the NFL level, but you do know that he has the mind to be in front of a room full of, in this case, boys, but it's different. But that's interesting. And I don't hate it, by the way.
Well, how about that?
I don't loathe this.
Just keep
now,
this.
I wouldn't want him to be the Giants head coach, but I don't mind him getting interviews because you just never know. Like, he could blow somebody away. He could Mike Tomlin it. You remember Mike Tomlin was defensive coordinator for a year in Minnesota.
And Rivers is older than when Tomlin was.
100%. And he gets the head coaching opportunity, or he gets the interview with the Pittsburgh Steelers, blows him away, they hire him. So I actually don't hate this. And I love former players, especially the star players, being more involved in this league. You need it, right? For so long, there were so many guys who just hadn't done it that were making a lot of the decisions and being coaches.
Right.
Now you're starting to see former players look at being an executive or being a coach as a next viable career.
Yeah.
In fact, it makes sense. We see it in basketball all the time.
Sure.
We see it in baseball. I mean, almost all of them. Half of them.
You're mostly former players when 100%. You're a manager in baseball.
And so, why not? I don't hate this. Hey, I love this, actually.
I'm surprised that you...
Philip Rivers.
I'm surprised
you think? I think I would hate it.
I thought you would take it more, because look, the one thing I'll agree with you on is I just don't think that fits the Giants. I want to experience that coach for the Giants.
I agree.
And so to me, it would be a tough sell for them. Is it different with, let's say, Tennessee? I think so. I mean, I'd look at Cam Ward, who ended up having a decent rookie season and finished strong, and say, hey, it wouldn't hurt to work with Philip Rivers.
Right.
That's not bad. So I think it depends on the situation.
Yeah. But you could also interview him as the head coach, and he lands as a coordinator.
If he's willing to do that.
Yes.
Because he is.
But why would he not?
I don't know.
Now, the problem is you're skipping the line.
Right.
There's so many guys that grind their way up from quality control to whatever, offensive assistant to wide receiver coach, quarterback coach. Oh, now I get a chance to be an offensive coordinator 18 years after I started.
Right.
And now maybe I'll be a head coach. But again, guys skip lines.
It happens.
And right? Kellen Moore, skip some lines.
And in fairness to Philip Rivers, right. I don't think the more I think about it, one of the first points you made was, when has this happened? The guy going directly from playing to coaching. I don't know if I'd even count that. He barely played. He was away from football for a half a decade.
True.
And he came back for a few weeks.
And he was coaching.
So I wouldn't look at it as Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd was playing that year with the Knicks. He was in the postseason. He played a bunch of games. Philip Rivers was there for 35 seconds.
The basketball is so much easier.
To make that transition?
Yeah, because think of what you're managing. You're managing 12 guys.
Yeah, it's a little different.
You're not, or whatever it is. How many is on a basketball squad? 15? 16? It's not like 53 plus a practice squad.
Do you like Philip Rivers? Are you intrigued, Sean?
I mean, I look at Philip Rivers as a head coach and go, as long as it doesn't affect my life, I'm good with it. So in other words, keep him away from the Giants, but go coach the Titans.
No interest from your end?
Zero. Not at this stage of the Giants. Zero.
So because
how old was Vrabel when he was first? I don't know.
That's
Vrabel.
A good question. Let me look at Mike Vrabel.
Vrabel's first head coaching job, because I think he's my age. I think he's 50. Maybe he's a couple years older than me.
But he was an assistant with the Texans first.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, his first job, what year was Mike Vrabel, and
good
how
point.
Old was he?
He retired from the NFL in 2010.
Yeah.
And then he got the head coaching job in 2018.
I mean, that's quick. Relatively quick.
Eight years. Age is not. I have no issue with a young head coach. I can't have you.
I'm talking about the time of grind.
Yes.
Like the grind that you've put on trying to become a head coach. Because learning it is not easy.
My guess is he'll get interviews. He's not going to get a head coaching job. And I think ultimately he'll have to make the decision you suggested. Does he want to be a quarterbacks coach somewhere?
Right.
Does he want to be by the way,
didn't he say he was going to go back and coach?
Because he's going to go back and coach his high school.
In Alabama, right?
Yeah. A little spoiler. He's going to end up being a college coach somewhere, do that for 2 years or whatever school, and see where he goes from there. That seems to be like that kind of route for those
think
guys.
I think that's harder.
Because of the recruiting in the NIL?
The recruiting in the NIL, it's worse than the professional game.
Yeah. Trent Dilfer just tried and fizzled out.
Yeah, quickly. 2 years?
2 years, yeah.
Yeah, USF.
Get your calls, 888-808-1019. Just tuning in, Joe Shane is officially back. It was announced in a statement by John Mara. He returns as general manager of the New York Football Giants. And we haven't heard anything from the Jets, but there hasn't been hot seat talk around Aaron Glenn. It's more Jet fans and maybe those in the national media talking about firing Aaron Glenn. There has not been serious talk about the Jets doing it, so I don't
think...
Do
you think they should?
Do I?
Do you think they should reassure or address the non-story?
I think what they need to do, and I always appreciate this, and I understand why the Giants may not be able to do it right now, is I always like to hear from leadership when a season is over.
Right.
I do. I think it's great. The Giants have always done that. The Jets sometimes do it. So I want to hear from Darren Mooji or Woody Johnson. Probably Darren Mooji, only because Woody Johnson is bumbling when he speaks. It's not going to make me feel better.
He's going to say something that he shouldn't.
Yeah. I'd rather hear from Mooji so he can kind of let us know his plan without telling us his plan. So I'm usually the kind of fan that says, I just want to hear from leadership when a season is over. We don't hear that from every team, though.
Right.
I mean, look at James Dolan, who's coming on today with Craig and Big Mac. We only hear from him when Craig's around, honestly. Which is a compliment to Craig. That's the only time we hear from the guy.
It's good to have good friends.
That's right. Last time James Dolan, I think, spoke publicly is when he came in.
Is that right?
With Craig and I was with him. Yeah.
Wow.
And that was that feels like a million years ago. I think it was during 2022.
Yeah.
Because it was a down year for the Knicks. It was in the midst of Tom Thibodeau, and they were having a down year before they then went out and obviously made the playoffs 23, 24, 25.
Craig made sure to tell the morning show that was the last time he publicly spoke, and only he can get him to publicly speak.
Well, he's not wrong.
Yeah.
I know. I'm sure.
He said it. Did he say anything?
I don't remember. I'm trying to remember what the conversation was like. A lot of it was on there was a story about him not allowing people into the garden who were suing the garden, and then they were using like technology.
Who's suing the garden?
I honestly don't remember.
Was this the face recognition stuff?
I think that's what it was.
Can we do our first long term bet in the midday that could be paid off tomorrow?
Go ahead.
It's gonna get paid off tomorrow. I like it. That's a short term bet.
Okay. What is Chris McMonagle's first question to James Dolan today? Mm.
Chris Drury.
He goes Rangers.
Mm. I don't know if Craig will start with this or get to it early, but I think one thing we're all intrigued by is just hearing from Dolan on the record, did you order Tom Thibodeau to be fired? And I remember fighting the good fight here on the radio station a year ago saying, I don't believe he did. Sure, he was in the meetings, but I don't think he ordered Leon Rose to do it. I think Leon had full authority to do that. And I know a lot of people out there disagree with me. I know it's an older story, but we haven't heard from Dolan on
record.
Does
it matter?
I think it does. This is where you and I disagree. You like to say it's over, it doesn't matter.
Of course.
I want to know what happened. What's
it going to change, if anything?
It doesn't matter. It's good to know. Do you want to know who really killed Kennedy? Or that's a long time ago. Who cares?
I mean, that's different.
Yeah, big difference.
Because if somebody didn't face justice because they got away with it, or they were hiding on the grassy knoll, or it was someone in the car himself shooting like behind them.
I like information, Teague. I want to know. So you're asking me as a listener? Yeah, I'd like to know that.
Okay.
So that could be Big Mac's question, but Craig may ask it first.
That's what I'm thinking.
All right, so my official short-term prediction is the first question Big Mac asks is specifically about the Rangers, and I'm going to go with Drury specifically.
Mm, okay.
I'm going to say, how did you know Mike Brown? He's going to say, Mike, what made you know that Mike Brown was the right coach?
So, oh, that's a good one, because that's a nice, comfortable one to get in. Yeah. I'm going to go, why no banner for the NBA Cup?
There's no way he's asking that.
Chris might mix it up.
All right, that's a good. You know what? This was a really good idea by you.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm an ideas guy, Evan, as you know.
The problem is Sean doesn't like long-term bets because it involves someone cutting the audio.
No, I don't like long-term bets when, now I've learned a lesson, we make one long-term bet. We don't make the same bet three different times.
All right, yes. So here's what he's referring to. And we have a show decision we need to make right after we talk to Joe today at about 12:45, after your Cinco de Lunch show. The football season is over. Are you aware?
Yeah.
We made a
lot of, for our local teams.
Thank God.
We made a lot of predictions about the Giants and the Jets. Mm-hmm. And so naturally, today is the day to find out how right we were.
Right. I should be wearing an L today.
What are you wearing an L for?
Because I conceded that the Giants would have less wins than the Jets.
That's right. And you turned out to be wrong, but right. You were right before you were wrong. They were put away in a safe container that we need to go access. So I forgot. They're like in the hallway over there. I got to go get it because I have to put it in my drawer that we have here. But I'll get it for you next break. I promise you. But we predicted Giant and Jet win totals multiple times. We did it before opening day. Uh-huh. We did it right after the NFL draft.
Uh-huh.
And we also did it randomly in the middle of October.
Uh-huh. And then also a point in the summer just predicted who had more wins, the Giants or Jets, period.
And so Sean's point to me was, I understand we hold ourselves accountable. Are we doing all of them? And I said, let's have a discussion about it. Mm. I mean, I think we should.
Even though I'm going to wear the L because I conceded, I was right.
Okay.
In that case, you were right. Okay. Wait till you hear the Giant win total, Teague.
That's fine with me. I just think going forward now, new era of Evan and Teague, maybe when we do something, we do it once. Because I got to be honest, coming in and pulling 16 clips of the same thing was annoying.
Yeah, but you know what, Sean? When your team stink as bad as our team stunk, you had to create a new conversation around it.
Okay.
You had to.
You know what, Teague? Counterpoint. Now imagine as a fan sitting through the team stinking and then having to pull the same idea of a clip 16 times today.
Here's the real question. It's not about you. It's not about me. Does the audience deserve or want to hear us held accountable on every prediction we made?
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I don't think they care.
All right. Then we don't do it. Well, you know what you can do, Sean? You don't have enough jobs. Either go on social media or you can go into the YouTube chat because apparently Evan and Tiki is on YouTube now and you can ask them. You could type it out. Like, hey, guys, do you want to hear all the prediction results or just one or none? Like, where are you at? You could do that in the middle of them saying you ruined WFAN. There'll be plenty of time for that.
You're going to get a lot of I don't GAFs.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough.
All right. Sean will give us that answer coming up.
Just on me real quickly. Tommy has the social media passwords and everything for our Evan and Tiki accounts. I do not.
Oh, that's you better find out. You got to find out the information.
Just realize that, too.
Interesting. Yeah. Work on that.
Okay.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019. Let's go to Peter in Fort Lee. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Pete?
The Jets, so they're, or, you know, they're like dysfunctional to a point where they need to bring.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a veteran head coach that's going to stabilize this situation. I have three former Super Bowl champs who have won playoff games with multiple organizations.
All right.
One is going to be Gruden, obviously. I think all three of these will take the job because I don't think they have many options. So Gruden, McCarthy, and the last one nobody talks about is Doug Peterson, who's the most recent champion of the group.
Yeah, he had a bad stint in Jacksonville. McCarthy is going to be interviewed, I think, a lot. From all of these openings.
Yeah, I
think currently five.
I think he's going to be a hot candidate. Right. John Gruden's fascinating in that, will he even get interviews, or is he just going to remain to the side?
I think he knows he's not going to get a head coaching job. I don't think the NFL owners around the league are hot to trot for him.
Right.
I think fans are, but I don't think the owners are.
Let's go to Eddie in White Plains. Hey, Eddie.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, I agree with Sean on this, that it's disgusting that they're bringing back Joe Shane. You know, he sold them on a bill of goods of, you know, a young core of what, like three, four players that they have here, you know, and overpaying for free agents, a terrible defense, zero depth whatsoever. You know, he weaseled his way in next to Timmy the nephew, and basically, for the sake of stability, there is not an answer for this. The stability has been to continue losing ways. And unfortunately, you know, if things are that bad, then you have to step down and let people like Chris Mara and Timmy take over. Because if we keep on hearing how well-respected these guys are around the league and how great they are, let them step in and show us that. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, I mean, Eddie. It gets complicated if you're firing Joe Shane and hiring your nephew. And so I'm being honest.
You think so?
So I think that the way that it's set up now, Joe Shane came in and brought just a new way of doing things to the Giants. And they had some bumps along the way. Obviously those first couple of drafts, it was just, how the hell do you draft Evan Neal? Right? Like, what were you thinking with Deontay Banks? Like those type of things. Over the last couple of years, it hasn't felt that bad. It hasn't felt like there's some ineptitude going on here. It's felt like we're bringing some good players in. We're bringing in guys that we know are winning football players and have a desire to be great. And so I think these last couple of you have to respect how it's changed. And it's why when we did our, you know, grades on the job that Joe Shane has done, I gave him a B plus.
I'm going to give you two names, and this is a part of my complication with Joe Shane. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the record. I've beaten that to a pulp with you. Look at the record. And, we get it. There's nothing that could change that, but your point is better coaching. There would have been better results. Fine. There are two good football players who are free agents this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
Wandell Robinson
and
Jermaine Illuminor. And I'm obviously leaving free agents out, but I would argue that those two guys are pretty critical to the Giants' offensive success. Illuminor has been very solid on the offensive line, and Wandell ended up having a really good statistical year. It is very possible, if not likely, and you guys tell me if I'm wrong here, that both of those guys are not back for salary cap purposes.
Yeah, I think I think both of them are not back for salary cap. Right?
Thank you. That's tough to swallow.
It is.
When your team won four games and was supposedly moving in the right direction, and two key players, and in Wandell's case, he's young, he's 25 years old, are not going to be able to be brought back because the cap is in such a bad place.
Okay, so if you have the option, let's just stick with Wandell for a second. If you have the option, and you're the Giants, you know you need to upgrade your wide receiver room,
even if
Wandell was there. You need an upgrade. You need some better players. You can sign Wandell Robinson for $18 to $20 million a year, 20 plus maybe, or you can draft Carnell Tate. Which one would you do?
But why can't I do both? I'm confused. Why can't I do both?
I mean, you could.
I could load up my room.
You
I got
could.
Malik Nabers coming off a torn ACL. What's the problem?
But you also need a linebacker. You also need a cornerback. You also need depth along the offensive front. You need another defensive lineman
Hold on. Stop right there. So then wouldn't that argue to keep Wandell Robinson and then use the pick on one of those other aspects that you need to improve your team on? The point is you're not in a good position to do it because you're not in good cap space. How are you not in a good cap space when you've sucked for half a decade?
They are, though, Evan.
No, they're not.
Evan, they have $100 million in 2027. The way good GMs work, like the Eagles is...
You kick it down.
You kick it down to that year. And this is the whole point of what Joe Shane sold. If you can't figure out the cap space this year, then Joe Shane should be fired.
Right.
Because his whole thing about not kicking the money down the line was to leave those years like that. So we see this happen in free agency every year. Don't focus on the allotted amount, which is like $11 million right now before cuts.
It's going to be like 26.
It's going to expand.
Right.
And then the way you structure contracts is a lot of the cap hits then could come when you have $100 million in 2027.
They get pushed way back.
It's a really healthy cap space.
Look, they could sign Wandell. It would be an oddly structured deal. It's what Howie Roseman does every single year when they want to keep their free agents, because they keep a lot of their free agents.
Right.
But it's because they sign them to these 7-year deals. Three of the years on the back are void, and so that's for salary cap expanding. You know, the AAV, the yearly AAV, they expand it out 7 years, even though they know they're only going to have that player for 4 years. So they've gotten really creative with doing that. The Giants, they don't do that very often.
Well, but they've also invested, and this is the thing, like, stop it, Sean. Like, seriously, don't tell me you're in a healthy cap space situation. They've spent more money on their defense than any team in the NFL.
So what? They have a quarterback that can do. Evan, they have $100 million to spend in 2027. That matters
now,
in 2026.
Compare it to everybody else. Where are they ranked amongst their peers?
And
where are they ranked?
Evan, you're not
the top five?
So you're talking about just...
Well, no, because you have to compare yourself to your competition.
Evan, I'm not trying to be a jerk, but this is where you don't understand the NFL salary cap. I'm serious. No, I'm actually being serious.
Sure.
You're right. If you look at the average out of 2026, there are teams much healthier than the Giants. And if anybody just plain old looks at that number, they'd be frustrated. And I am frustrated with Joe Shane. But the way you sign free agents in this modern era of the NFL is... You manage the cap hits when you have the cap space. Now the Giants actually have a boatload because of Dart being the rookie contract in 2027. They can sign whoever the hell they want this year and structure it that way, the same way real teams operate.
Not really.
That's called healthy cap space.
Not really, because it wouldn't be healthy to keep two key players like Wandell Robinson and Jermaine Illuminor, who at least Tiki said, you tell me your opinion, are probably not back next year.
I think they're probably not back. Because
then you prove my point.
No, no, no.
Thank you.
I think Jermaine Illuminor is back. I think Wandell Robinson is probably not back because it's just not smart to pay a receiver who's that short, taking that big a beating, and when he could be replaced in the draft, $20 million a year.
It's also not smart to pay Darius Slayton, but go on.
Right. Okay, but I agree.
Right.
And again, this is why I would have fired the GM. The Giants, if they don't sign Wandell Robinson, it's not going to be because they can't afford him in 2027, 2028. It's going to be because they realize...
They need to upgrade.
Gunnar Olszewski had 100 yards receiving as the slot receiver with Jackson Dart yesterday. Proof in the pudding you could replace Wandell Robinson.
He, too, is a free agent, by the way.
Great.
Yeah. Just letting you know. Let's go to Greg in Cornwall. What's up, Greg? Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
What's up,
thanks
Greg?
For having me. Happy you guys are still in the rotation here. My 12-year-old son's really going to miss that Cinco de 5-0, though.
You can always rewind on the Odyssey app.
That's the thing. Like, when I was young, I could never listen to the middays because I was at school. But now, all you got to do is rewind on the Odyssey app, and it's the Cinco de Luncho. And I can't wait for the theme song, which everyone will get to hear in about 40 minutes. Anyhow, go ahead.
Yep, very good point. Tiki, love hearing you on that pre- and post-game. I think you do a phenomenal job. And one thing you guys were talking about afterwards the game yesterday was, too, you and Papa were saying that you have to get a, you know, proven winner in there. And, right. and two, that there's still a lot of holes to fill. You know, I know he got the quarterback. I know he did good with the running backs. But Joe Shane has a lot of work to do. Center, guard. You just mentioned Illuminor, you know, the secondary. You know, how that first year when him and Daboll came in, linebackers, there you go. That first year, we thought we had it with them. Now, looking back, I mean, they did this with Dave Gettleman's roster, and they've only gotten worse every year since. So I don't know how I can have, you know, faith, number one, in Joe Shane rebuilding this, and two, getting the right head coach, because it's a short list of proven winners out there. Great. I don't know why Mike McCarthy is such an afterthought. You know, to me, you got to get him in. I don't know if he's got too much authority for Joe Shane or what.
No, I don't think it's that.
As soon as he walks in the room, he's going to make a difference.
Of course he's going to make a difference. He's an experienced coach, I think, and he's had success everywhere he's been. And he's double-digit wins in Dallas, and he obviously had his run in Green Bay. I think Mike McCarthy is a good option for the Giants. He's just not my first option for the New York Giants. Now, what you said was partly right. Like, you're half right and you're half wrong. When he's talking about the Dave Gettleman roster and what the Dave Shane duo did with that roster, they won 9 games in year one, went to the postseason and beat the Minnesota Vikings. It was a surprise coach of the year season. Yeah, it was Dave Gettleman's roster. That roster is not anywhere close to what this roster is. It was just, they were well coached in 2022. The problem, and this is what I keep going back to, Evan, is that the coaching deteriorated, right? Dave's was a great player coach, right? And maybe too much of a player coach because guys start to get away with murder, right? They did whatever they wanted to do. Abdul Carter sleeping in meetings, not showing up, you know, not going to practices. And Mike Kafka, fortunately, decided to punish him for it when he became the interim head coach. Dave's let people get away with that stuff because he was a player's coach. I think Dave's issue was coaching his coaches, right? Some of these guys shouldn't have been here, right, for multiple of the last couple of years. And so those type of hard decisions with your staff, Dave's wouldn't make. And then he stopped disciplining the players. And so they were really well coached in 2022. They were less well-coached in 2024 and 25. That's why they stink. It's not because they don't have the right players. This roster, you go do it. Do it person for person from 2021 to 2025. It is better. It's a better roster. Better players, better skill position players, better offensive line, better edge rusher. It's better everything. So the construction didn't change. The coaching changed.
It is only fitting that the man who I shared middays with for 13 years appears on this program where we begin at 10 a.m., the great Joe Beningo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
The holidays are behind us, and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.